This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. I really want to welcome you with open arms. It's always a pleasure to be with you. We've been together for a long time doing this. 1992 is when it all started. As I have said quite often recently, it started in this time slot right now that you're listening to the program live. A lot of programs on the weekend. I'm a radio guy. I started in radio at 17, so I'm blessed and I'm cursed. there's two sides to the equation here, and I could pontificate on that, but I'll leave that to a book or something. I won't bore you with it, but nevertheless, the radio business has changed dramatically since the time I was 17 years ago. Since I was 17 years old, I wish it was 17 years ago. I'm not, I'm not that old. Believe me, I'm not in my 80s or 70s or 60s, but I am in my 50s. So it gives you some perspective, and the radio business has certainly changed a lot. But one thing that hasn't changed is my enthusiasm and love for doing this show. I hope and pray that I will be able to do this show for many, many years to come, hopefully decades to come, because I just love talking about everything automotive, and I love to get the best guests. I mean, over the years, this program has had the absolute most incredible guests. When I stop and think about it, the number of people that have been on the show, legends, automotive icons, and great regular contributors, including folks like Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and the gentleman joining us in this hour of the program, Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. I just love talking with these guys. I just love talking cars and trucks and everything automotive, and we love to hear from you folks at our toll-free line. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or, if you prefer the email, and many people do these days, you can shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob at bob longradio.com. Either one of those should work. There's the key word, should work. And we're going to have lots of fun in this hour. We're going to throw out a trivia question or two. See if we can give away some stuff, something we don't do enough of. And if you're listening, as lots of folks these days do listen to us in podcast form, on demand, archive form at GCNlive.com, you can still participate. You can still win prizes. You know, just shoot me an email. It doesn't matter if you're listening to us in that form. But, of course, if you're listening to us live on one of our great affiliate stations, we're going to put you at the top of the list and, of course, take care of you folks and all of the great affiliate stations that broadcast the show each and every week. So what are we going to be doing with Tom Appel? Well, we're going to be talking about some of the vehicles that his team has been driving at Consumer Guide Automotive. And also, Tom is a great writer. You get a huge kick out of some of the things that he comes up with, including one that just went up recently, Ugly, on Twitter. 10 vehicles ashamed by the hashtag, the ugly car hashtag. I'm not a big Twitter person. I'm trying to increase my social media stuff, and I got a young guy who's helping me out on that, and we're slowly getting there. We're going to move the needle a lot more, but it's funny when I talk to my older journalist friends. William Jeans, one of my automotive journalistic heroes. Here I go pontificating again, but this is a gentleman who I grew up reading. You know, Car and Driver. You know, he was both editor-in-chief and publisher, Road and Track. He's just an icon of the industry. I remember when I asked William, and I would guess William is in his middle to late 70s, something like that, and I said, what do you think of all this stuff like Twitter, you know, and Facebook and all that stuff? And he had a particular thing to say about Twitter. He said, anything or anybody that would name something Twitter right there, there's a problem. So, there you go. But it's very popular, and we're on it. Auto World Radio is on it. Bob Long Media is on it. And, of course, Consumer Guide is on it. Tom Appel is publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, where you can visit the Daily Drive for a full tank of automotive news and commentary anytime that you would like. Hello there, Tom. Thank you for listening to my ramblings.
It was a pleasure, and for the record, I love doing your show, so the admiration is mutual.
Well, thank you, my friend. You are definitely one of my favorite contributors. I don't have that many regular contributors, but you are just a pleasure to have on the airways. And
thank you.
We've got lots of cool things to talk about, including, well, before we begin talking about the 2016 Volkswagen Tiguan S, I'm going to throw a Volkswagen trivia question here. It's one that I've asked before on the program. So if you're listening on one of our live stations, give us a call. They had a three-door vehicle that was named after the Desert Wind. This was back in the 1970s. It was kind of a sporty car. It was kind of a cool car for its day. You know, it's kind of laughable in 2016, but it was cool for its day, named after the Desert Wind. What was that vehicle? 855-660-4261. Bob@autoworldradio.com. Bob@boblongradio.com. Let's talk about the Tiguan. Volkswagen has a thing for funky names. I mean, they're the folks that gave us many different names, including EOS. That was a very unusual one. And, of course, their large sport utility vehicle also was named something quite unique. What do you think it is that Volkswagen likes to go for the funky names?
For a little while, they were naming their vehicles after trade winds, which was, I think, a great pattern. The vehicle you had just mentioned, your trivia question, that was one, as is the Passat and the Golf. These were all trade winds, and I thought that was kind of a fun grouping of names. But after that, I can't explain Tiguan to save my life.
Absolutely. So this is a front-wheel drive compact SUV. Price-wise, the base is $24,890. The vehicle that you guys checked out came in at $25,755. And tell us about it. What were some of the good and the not-so-good things about this vehicle?
Yeah, the Tiguan is an interesting vehicle in that it's not usually discussed in conversations about compact crossovers. You don't usually hear it compared to the RAV4 or the CR-V or the CX-5 from Mazda. And that's a shame, but the back seat's a little bit small in the Tiguan, and that might be hurting it. But it was one of the first small crossovers out there, and it hasn't really been updated in a while. Actually, it's never been seriously updated. And as such, there's a couple of drawbacks. We drove it again. Our guy Rick did most of the driving, and it is sporty. It's nicely built. It handles well. It's quick. But one of the problems with it, it's the only powertrain available, is the 2-liter turbo engine, which is an excellent Volkswagen engine, but it's almost too much power for this vehicle. And fuel economy hurts a little bit. And one of Rick's laments in driving this vehicle and recapping our experiences with it was that in mostly highway driving, he had a hard time braking 26 miles per gallon, which today is just a little bit disappointing.
A little tough. When we come back, more on the Tiguan. and lots more Auto World.
The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Automotive, the Volkswagen, named after the Desert Wind. We're examining the 2016 Volkswagen Tiguan. This is a small crossover vehicle, front-wheel drive in this particular configuration. Compact SUV. It's got that. I like the engine. It's the 2-liter. My wife has a Volkswagen Beetle with the 1.8, and personally, I like the 2-liter so much better. But it does come with a price, and the price is, as Rick Conniff from Consumer Guide found out, 200 horsepower, 207 pound-feet of torque means that, you know, it's going to be pretty quick, but the fuel economy isn't going to be that great. So I could see how that could be a potential problem, because there are so many players in this mix. I mean, the automakers are like in a feeding frenzy over crossovers and small sport utility vehicles.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And the fuel economy challenge just keeps, the bar just keeps going higher, too. And, you know, Mazda's been so successful with its Sky Active treatment of its engines, and the Mazda CX-5, its compact crossover, typically returns almost 30 mpg in regular city driving and gets closer to the mid-30s on the highway. And that's a wonderfully sporty vehicle. It gets expensive as you climb up the trim levels, but well worth a look for a lot of people.
And in the big guy score, and that's for a male weighing approximately 350 pounds, gets a B. That's a good score for the front
yeah.
seat. A tall guy, 6 foot six, male A. So, I mean, for a small car, for a tall person, that surprises me, because I don't remember the Tiguan being all that tall people friendly, but that's really good information there, Tom.
Yeah, that's per our guy Damon. He's 6'6", so he's our benchmark for that. Yeah, and that is just for the front row. That's got nothing to do with the rear row. That's just for driver.
Excellent. Well, let's talk some truck stuff here. I know
yeah.
we're going to talk about the 2016 Colorado from Chevrolet, the Z71 Duramax diesel. Yeah, I've had a couple of trucks recently. I had the one that you guys tested, the 2016 GMC Canyon Duramax diesel. I presently have the Ram Rebel with no running boards. And being, you know, height challenged, and my wife is significant. My wife is 5 foot two on a good day. And my 5 year old is petite as well, as you would expect from petite parents. So neither one of them even came for a ride with me in this vehicle, but I enjoyed my time, and I'm not a truck person. I'm going to tell you that I am not a truck person. I've never owned a truck. I respect people who love trucks. I know a lot of people who wouldn't buy anything else, including a couple of girls who absolutely, that's their, you couldn't get them in a car if you wanted, or an SUV. They got to have a truck. You do get some respect. I was at a grocery store, you know, and, you know, I was just putting, that's the other thing, too. You know, I prefer a trunk, and, especially if I have a baby, the car seat for my 5 year old in the back seat, so that kind of imposes on room there. So, you know, I tried putting some stuff in the bed. I went to Walmart and just, you know, threw some Walmart bags in the bed, and I found after, you know, driving, this wasn't a good idea. it just wasn't, you know, because I had a hard time reaching in, getting the stuff, and of course, most of it landed right center in the middle, you know, and, you know, I didn't want to climb in there. Anyway, the thing that really blew me away, and you guys drove at 253 miles. The needle never moved off full. I mean, just incredible fuel economy, Tom.
Yeah, generous fuel tank and good fuel economy means you're not stopping for fuel very often, and that's a nice thing. And when you're using diesel, that's an especially nice thing, because diesel prices vary wildly. So if you're not forced to stop more often, you can be a little bit pickier about where you get your diesel fuel.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you haven't driven one of these modern diesels, we've had Volkswagen, you know, the scandal there. We won't get into that. These modern-day diesels are fantastic. There's no other way to say it. They don't sound like the old diesels. They're fast. They have a lot of power. They don't have the soot. They don't have anything of the old diesels. These are really, really good, and I would highly recommend them. As I've said before, personally, you know, if somebody said you must have... Yeah, here it is. You got to have an electric car or diesel.
or vehicle, which one are you going to take? I'm going to take the diesel. I'm just going to take the diesel. I like the diesel. Let's talk about, let's see, you guys only use 10.2 miles worth of 10.2 gallons. So let's see, the estimated fuel economy, 20 city, 29 highway. And it's interesting to me how the truck manufacturers are putting the spray on bed liner pretty much across the board. I wonder if that's really upsetting the aftermarket folks.
It might be. And if you own that vehicle and you intend to use it as a truck, you're going to be very happy about your resale value because you're not going to have any dings or dents to talk about when it comes time for you to trade that truck in. It's just going to look like a much newer vehicle. And the stuff they're spraying in is this fantastically hard, slightly rubberized material. It's incredibly durable. It's scratch resistant. It's got a very rough surface, so it's tacky and things don't slide around. It's impressive. It's, I believe it's a $495 option on the Colorado and the Canyon and probably well worth it.
Absolutely. Speaking of the diesels, you guys took a spin in the 2016 Colorado Z71 Duramax, and this is another very well-done compact pickup truck, and this was the short box. How did you and your team like this particular truck?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I'm not a fan of the Z71 suspension. I've had a chance to off-road in the Colorado and Canyon without Z71, and it's so capable with four-wheel drive without it. I think only just the most fervent off-roaders would even need to consider it. And it's not much of an aesthetic package anymore, so there's no reason to upgrade to it and compromise the ride because the wheel and tire combination does a lot to make the ride choppier. But that said, with the GMC, the Canyon, we were able to do more highway driving, and we saw 25 miles per gallon with that vehicle, which for a largish four-wheel drive truck with a fair amount of power is very impressive.
It certainly is. I noticed, segueing over to, traditional sport utility vehicles, and lots of folks. I know my father-in-law, my wife, growing up, used to ride to high school. My father-in-law's business was close to where my wife went to high school in New Jersey, in a Ford Bronco. So she has very fond memories of the Bronco. And it was a pretty bare-bones vehicle for its day, but it's going to come back. Tom's going to tell us about it on the other side. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. Don't forget the trivia question as Mr. Seeger takes us out the door here. The Volkswagen named after the Desert Wind.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Yes,
of the
indeed.
Hot
Sam and I were about to get ugly, ugly on Twitter. The ugly hashtag that folks utilize on Twitter. Tom Appel, one of our favorites, one of our regular contributors. Go to AutoWorldRadio.com. You can read Tom's bio. You can see his picture, and you can check out all the other contributors as well, and check out the new website. A little bit behind, my web guy is kind of missing in action. I could easily pontificate again. I guess I'm in a pontificating mood, but we will refrain from pontification. But recently I've driven, in addition to these trucks, I've driven the Veloster from Hyundai and the Fiat 500, a Barth convertible with the automatic, the six-speed automatic, which actually surprised me, and I actually like it better than the manual. So you can read about it, hopefully, there's your key word, hopefully, at AutoWorldRadio.com. Also, you can read stuff at WheeledPlanet.com, which is done by my friend Ken Zvokal. But if you want to go to the real experts, the big guns, you go to the big sites, the super sites like ConsumerGuide.com. And that's who's with us, the publisher of ConsumerGuide.com, Tom Appel. Before the break, a little tease, and I will preface it because, you know, I love the rumor mill. I hope, you know, I God only knows the next couple of months for me are going to be very interesting as I face some health and financial challenges. But I have a plan. I'm going to announce it publicly here. I have a plan to start doing a daily automotive news podcast. We won't get into it too well, but it's going to take me a little bit of a while, but because there's so many things happening. The car companies are just constantly pumping out stuff every day after day after day after day, and then you throw in the rumor mill. It's great. So just to preface it, sometimes, you know, both Tom and I will get the whisper, or we'll know somebody who knows somebody, and they'll say, like, you know, we're going to do this, you know. And sometimes it's 100% correct, and other times you might even get it from the president of the car company, and stuff happens, and it doesn't come true. But there are rumors out there, and you've written about the fact that we may see the return of, for many people, a beloved vehicle, the Bronco from Ford.
Yeah, the Ford Bronco, which is a great name. I think that's a great piece of Ford history and a beloved vehicle. We haven't seen a Bronco or anything called Bronco in a very long time. But the Bronco, or something very much in concept like the Bronco, is going to be joining us probably for the year 2020. And this is based, and people probably know this, that the Ford Ranger is about to make a trip back. That'll probably
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Ford left that market, and it seemed like the midsize pickup market was dead, and now it has sprung to life, and Ford will be reentering that with probably the 2019 Ranger. And based on that vehicle will be a four-wheel drive, four-door vehicle that is body-on-frame, so a much more serious off-road capable, tow-capable vehicle, a little bit smaller than something like a Navigator. But that vehicle is actually based on the Everest, a vehicle that's very popular in Pan-Asian countries, including Australia. If people want to see pictures, they can check it out at consumerguide.com, or just do a quick search on Ford Everest. Very popular vehicle. A lot of American enthusiasts have been calling for that car to show up here. So we don't know that it'll be called Bronco, but it'll be based on Ranger mechanicals. It'll be built in the United States. It'll be rear drive and all-wheel drive, and should be powered by Ford's 3.5-liter V6, and if we're really lucky, Ford's 3.2-liter diesel fits under there and is available in other markets.
Very cool. Tom is a great writer when it comes to comedy and funny stuff, and he's got an article that went up recently. You can check it out at the blog at consumerguide.com, blog.consumerguide.com. Ugly on Twitter, 10 vehicles shamed. I said slammed originally, so we'll call it slammed and shamed by the hashtag, the ugly car hashtag. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. There's no question about that, and that comes to everything in life. Some people might think somebody is very pretty, and somebody else might think that same person is not at all. Same thing with you name it, clothing, houses, you got it. But there are a few on here that really shocked me, and there are a few on here that I couldn't agree more with. But let's begin with the one that really shocked me. I mean, BMW is a car company, and many people are not, younger folks especially, aware of the fact that, BMW started out very humbly, the Isetta, which was a three-door. You could get in the car from the front. It was a three-wheeled vehicle, I should say, not three-door. It was a one-door. Get in through the front, which is just crazy. And of course today they've grown into a massive full-line brand. But along the way, they built a convertible called the 507. They didn't make that many of them. Elvis Presley had one of these. I remember seeing one of these at Pebble Beach. I had never seen one growing up, and for its era, the 1950s, it was a pretty stylish vehicle, but somebody slammed it. They did the shame, the ugly car hashtag. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. This is actually one of my favorite cars ever built for style. I think it's maybe the first or second best looking car ever built. I actually love the car, so I don't understand that at all. But there it is. On Twitter, this car is apparently ugly at least to one person.
Unbelievable. And Tom, I know you're a family man and everything else, and, I am guilty of the same thing. Boy, oh boy, is all I can say. I had this discussion with Dave Kinney, who writes for Automobile and Auto Week and does the Haggerty price guide. You are probably aware of the fact that it wasn't that long ago that you could get one of these 507s. You and I could actually afford it. I mean, we could get it for $15,000 or $20,000. They have just blown up in price.
Yeah, I can understand why. They're absolutely beautiful, and they've got those small little high-revving V8s in them. And yeah, I think a lot of people make the direct comparison to the to Mercedes-Benz 300SL. The Gullwing, the SLR, and the convertible, and those have gotten so expensive that this is probably an alternative to people who wanted a classic German roadster.
Absolutely. There's also up here at consumerguide.com on the hashtag, the ugly hashtag on Twitter, a very funky painted Lamborghini. We'll put it that way. We'll let people check out the Gallardo. The Tesla Model 3, you know, some people say they are in love with it. But one person at least doesn't like it. What do you think of the styling of the Model 3?
That's a good question, and I don't know that I have a decision yet. I did see a Model X today in a parking lot. I was driving past it, and not in love with that.
No.
This seems to be sort of a lower, sportier Model X, is my best estimation. And I don't know what I think of it yet, but I'm leaning towards not liking it.
Me too. Another car company, I mean, I know people that absolutely love French vehicles, but boy, over the years, the French have made some real ugly ones. And you've got a particular one here that has been... given the ugly hashtag on Twitter, we'll talk about that on the other side. Then more new cars and more fun. And we got the trivia question, the Volkswagen named after the Desert Wind 1970s, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. I think we may have a winner. But if you can call in, we'll put you ahead of that email, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillips was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they will make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Yes, the Volkswagen with the interesting name, named after a desert wind, was the Scirocco. And we want to congratulate Eric. Eric, congratulations. Listening in Missouri, thank you very much. We're going to send you out a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We've got to Tom Appel with us, Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, talking about an article that Tom has written recently, Ugly on Twitter. And I was saying that the French over the years have built some funky-looking vehicles, and you've got one called a Cactus Up, which... Boy, I don't know what they were thinking. It kind of looks like a placemat on the side of the vehicle. That is what you call a serious bumper guard.
Yeah, I could see why this is controversial and how it earned the ugly car hashtag. I don't know what that is on the side. It sort of looks padded.
It does. It looks like, I don't know, something you would put on a dining room table or something. It's very unusual. The Ford Pinto, a later year Ford. My dad owned a 1975 Ford Pinto as a work car. This is a later year, but there's a picture of an orange Ford Pinto, a later model one. Proportion-wise, that is funky. Speaking of proportions, many people consider this the ugliest vehicle of all time, but ironically, there are many folks that love this vehicle, and there are clubs saluting the Aztec from Pontiac.
Yeah, that's one of those things where I think we may have built a monster. I think that in condemning it, other people took pity on it. And yeah, they're actually hard to find now, and their values are going up. So this strange minivan-based crossover that General Motors couldn't give away, now sought after.
Isn't that interesting? There's lots of others to check out at consumerguide.com. I'll just pick one more to talk about. A vehicle that I very much, when it was unveiled in New York, you know, I think they put the wrong letter on Duke. It should have been something else. It should have been, I shouldn't say it, because the folks at Nissan are very nice, but to me it looked more like the Nissan Puke than the Nissan Juke. But then I had one for a week, a year or so ago, a Nismo edition,
And I liked it. That was the weird part. I liked it. And it was like, you know, I kind of get what they're doing here. They just should have put a nicer-looking front on the vehicle.
Yeah, the Juke is a really strange vehicle, and its history is odd, too, in that it preceded the subcompact crossover craze and didn't really position itself as such. So it was just a funky-looking little car. Wasn't quite a crossover, though it did have all-wheel drive, but it is a blast to drive. And now that we have all these cars, the CX-3, the HR-V, and all these other small crossovers, the Juke kind of fits right into that crowd, and it's been repositioned, and it makes more sense to people now, I think.
Definitely. Another new vehicle that Tom and his team have driven recently, and I had one of these a number of months back, very much enjoyed it, the 2016 Infiniti QX60. Infiniti has fooled around a lot with their naming, so it's sometimes hard to immediately identify it, but this is a premium midsize sport utility vehicle, $44,400, base prices tested $58,885. Looks like it was a little bit of a mixed bag for you guys.
Yeah, this is a very nice vehicle. This is, I think a lot of people might remember, it was launched as the JX35 the year before Infiniti realigned its naming. And I think that it may have gotten lost in that shuffle on a lot of people's minds. But this is a vehicle, very roomy, very refined, not very sporty for an Infiniti. I think that Infiniti generally has a sporty bent, and this vehicle doesn't really conform with that. But if you're looking for a 4 or 5 passenger crossover, there is a third row as well. For long trips, for family rides, something like that, it's a good way to go.
Absolutely, and lots of great electronics. I mean, that's one thing that the folks at Infiniti do extremely well, and you can get some great sound systems. And in this particular vehicle, great if you have young kids. I mean, the built-in DVD players in the headrests or in the back of the front seats, they're wonderful.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's exactly the kind of stuff that a lot of shoppers are looking for right now.
Absolutely. Another interesting story that Tom did recently, and it made me laugh, and you're going to have to read it in more detail, but we'll just touch on it. And that's about length of vehicles. I mean, there was a time when there were some really, really big cars sold, I mean, in the 70s and 80s, and Tom picked 1988 to do a story, Hard to Park, the 5 longest cars of 1988. And let's take a look at some of these vehicles. I mean, after being in that tiny, tiny 500C Abarth, I mean, these are just incredible. My parents had a number of the big birds, a 73 bird and a 77 and a 79. So I kind of grew up with the big cars. So they're not as intimidating to me as they are to other folks. But let's take a look at the year here in 1988. Coming in at 18.4 feet, that's 221 inches, the Cadillac Brougham. Wow, that's a pretty big car.
Yeah, the Brougham is an interesting car because it was kind of a holdover for Cadillac that had a fully front-wheel drive lineup if you excluded the Brougham. But there's such a large traditional car buying audience that Cadillac, which I think wanted to wash its hands of this car, just couldn't do it for profit reasons. So they just kept rolling along with it, even though it didn't really fit in the lineup very well.
Tipping the scales at 4,041 pounds with a base price back in 88 of $23,702. Imagine that, being able to buy a high-end vehicle for $23,000. I wish we could go back to those days. 18.3 feet, 219 inches. The Lincoln Town Car, beloved by many. Livery people love it. There was a radio friend of mine in Boston, you know, who was young. I mean, in his 30s, this was his dream car. I mean, he was a pretty large guy, and he had several town cars. I mean, to him, it was This was the Rolls Royce.
Yeah, it had an undeniable sense of presence. I hesitate to call it a good-looking car, but I'll see that it's handsome.
And then we get into some wagons, and this is totally not anywhere in sight these days. The Buick Sabre and the Electra Estate Wagon, 220.5 inches, that's 18.4 feet. Wow. The Oldsmobile Custom Cruiser, also at 220.3, 18.4 feet. And the Mercury Colony Park, 218 inches and a half, 18.2. These were the people haulers of those days. I mean, this was before they decided to put vehicles way up in the air for that command position seating. This is back when, as Dana Carvey used to do with the old man on Saturday Night Live, before seat belts, if you didn't have seat belts, you hit the windshield, and that's the way it was, back in the old days. Well, we didn't have these jacked-up cars going down the highway. You rode down on the ground where you're supposed to be.
This was a solid 2 years before the Ford Explorer would change everyone's mind about what a family vehicle was.
Yeah. I don't know if it's such a good thing, to be honest with you. I mean, I shouldn't say that because a lot of people are going to say, what are you, crazy? But I love sports cars, so maybe that's the thing. I mean, I remember when I got my first Corvette, I saved 13 years to buy my first Corvette, $3,000 a year, put it under my pillow for 11 years to buy my first Corvette in the early 1990s. And, I love that car. It was a 1993. It was black, and I saved. And they had that LT1 engine with 300 horsepower, which back then was like, ooh. And I had a Mustang at the same time, an older Mustang. And I remember one of my older aunts sitting in it. She was scared to death, because it was that low to the ground. But I like being low to the ground, I guess. But we love having Tom Appel with us. Everybody check out The Daily Drive, and everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com. We'll do it again soon, Tom. Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.